here we are now in 2025, still waiting for this vital piece of infrastructure. So I am going to keep lobbying the minister in charge of the OPW and with responsibility for building works. And also, I have asked him to liaise with the Department of Justice to move this project as quickly as possible on. Now, he has promised that he will. He said that he will get back to us as soon as possible, and he's going to get this moving. So I really hope now at this stage that, because it is listed as a national development plan, it is seen as a priority, funding now must be given to it, and the process starting of the planning application, and then when it goes to planning, the funding will be made available and the building will be built as quickly as possible.
How confident are you that he will keep the various promises that he did make with regards to a new Garda station in Sligo? I know that you said that he acknowledged that the current building is unfit for purpose, but everybody knows that.
Yes, well, at the time when the guards and Garda management at the time were looking for a new site and were looking for a new station to be built. At that time, Minister Moran did provide, it was a long drawn out process, but he actually did provide the funding to buy the site. So, you know, I've every faith that he will stick to his word on this. He does know, he does agree, he's very, very familiar with it, as I said. It now is in the National Development Plan. Because the divisions have changed and Sligo is a standalone division again, and Sligo Leitrim, but it has been split from Donegal, that's what they were saying was the reason for it, the project not going ahead, because the divisional headquarters is supposed to be in Letterkenny. But again, as I said, that doesn't mean just because the divisional headquarters changed that all of a sudden the building was fit for purpose, which it wasn't. So there is nothing now to stop this project from going ahead.